Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show, where we are making the world a polite place to live one person at a time. We cover topics ranging from everyday office etiquette, bullying, to handling pet peeves. Also, we remind you to initiate acts of kindness. If you are listening live, call 347-324-3295. And here is your host, communication and socialization expert, speaker, and author, also known as the Etiquette Lady, Miss Donna.
Good evening, happy Sunday, and welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Today is Sunday, December 4, 2016, and we are broadcasting live from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm Miss Donna, also known as the Etiquette Lady, and this evening our topic is customer service versus customer, no service. Tuned. Well, once again, thank you so much for spending part of your Sunday with us. Since the name of our show is a question, we always make sure that we provide an answer, especially for those who may be joining us for the very first time. Well, etiquette is just simply a set of rules of behavior, and by using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. And isn't that what we all want? I know it's certainly what I want. Well, the word etiquette comes from an old French word meaning ticket. Charles I and II of England copied the rules of etiquette from the French court. These rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. And I always say that in case you don't necessarily remember the backstory, just remember that etiquette is a fancy word for manners. And I certainly want to suggest to you to please mind your manners. And I certainly give kudos to Charles I and II. Well, once again, tis the season to shop. Everyone is shopping. And we're going to talk about what is going on in the malls, online, wherever you shop. We certainly want to invite you to either contact us by phone, which the number is 347-324-3295, or you may simply email us at etiquetteladies@gmail.com. And normally once we shoot out our e-blast, we already have emails coming in. So we will certainly get to those very shortly. Well, I have a special co-host joining us this evening. Her name is Jacqueline Sukram. Jacqueline, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I am doing well. Thank you. Happy Sunday to you.
And the same to you.
Thank you so much. Well, wow. Tis the season to shop, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Have you been out shopping? Have you started your shopping, I guess, your Christmas shopping or your holiday shopping? Have you gotten started, or are you planning to go out, or what?
I do. I've actually loved to cook. So far I've just been out going to shop, getting food, getting everything ready, especially for the holiday. But, yes, I will be going out for gifts.
Well, get ready. And I want to tell everybody, if you haven't been out, make sure you pack your patience. because you're going to need it when you go out because we only have, what is it, 20 days left, I think, to shop, I believe it is. We're on the countdown. And so it seems like the closer we get to the big day, the less patience I think a lot of people have. And I always like to talk about customer service. And we talk about customer service versus customer no service. I know Clark Howard talks about that a lot, who's a national radio host, a consumer host, actually. And I've heard him use that term quite a lot. And, you know, I think about, I mean, I've observed a lot. And guys, here, once again, if feel free to shoot us a message, etiquetteladies@gmail.com. And I know usually the largest shopping day, I think, is what is called Black Friday. And of course, Black Friday is the Friday following Thanksgiving. And persons who may not know what Black Friday is, Black Friday, they basically call it Black Friday because the retailers feel as though that this is the major first shopping day of the season. And so they all hope to, you know, make sure that they end up in the black by the end of that shopping day. That means that people have really spent a lot of money. And of course, I don't know, Jack, what I believe people, some of the retailers started what they call Black Friday prices, like what, a week before. What's up with that, I wonder?
You know, all I can do is just kind of laugh because when they say Black Friday, it makes me think about some of the people who are getting black eyes instead.
Oh, sure, yeah.
It has been, you know, oh, my God, I had never shopped Black Friday before. And I decided to kind of get out there a little bit. And, of course, I didn't last long because it was like a jungle out there. I couldn't believe, you know, all the things, you know, not just the things with the store ordering, you know, the merchandise, not enough merchandise, people, you know, emotions are, running wild, and, you know, they get in there into the stores, they're trying to get what they went there for, people going after the same things, you know, it gets crazy, really crazy. You know, people getting mad because the store didn't order enough merchandise to go around. They're running out. People pushing, shoving, wanting to fight. I wonder, you know, is it really worth it?
I would say no, but I know I've spoken with some people who would certainly, you know, beg to disagree with that because they say that it is. And in fact, I've spoken with people in the past that say that, oh, wow, you know, I got a 55-inch TV for $300. Okay, but what did you have to do in order to get that? And generally, you know, they lined up before it was even light outside.
I know, before day in the morning.
Right, in order to get it. I was speaking with someone. I was out of town over the Thanksgiving holiday, and I was speaking with someone, and she was saying that, I mean, they were trying to get the same, you know, merchandise, and they went toe-to-toe and fell over in one of the bins and then just the whole nine. I'm like, are you serious? And, guys, if you're just joining us, you are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway. We're talking about customer service and customer no service, if you will. And we're talking about adults, you know, that have kind of go toe-to-toe and they try to make sure they get their bargain. And so, you know, we definitely want to talk about etiquette. We've already said pack your patience when you go out to shop. And I know, Jacqueline, you had just said that Many times the retailers may not have ordered enough to go around. But you know what? Sometimes some of the retailers will only order like two or three of the, you know, the high end products of what they're advertising. So all these people get there, and everybody, of course, wants to be first, and everybody wants the same thing. I've seen it. I know, what was the name of that movie? Was it Jingle All the Way or something like that, where there was, gosh, what were the two? Sinbad and one of the other. Do you remember that movie? One of the other actors. It was one of the fathers, and they were shopping on Christmas Eve, and they were both trying to get their son, one of the, I don't know, was it a mechanical doll or something? I don't remember. Well, it was just it was crazy. Because they were ended up fighting, you know, to try to get
there.
And I understand that this really does happen, guys. You know, we're kind of laughing, but it's comical, but we understand it really happens. But, you know, we want to certainly talk about customer service. And I do want to say just, you know, up front that customer service, it actually is supposed to happen on both sides of the counter. Sometimes people think that, you know, the customer is always right, and we know that it sounds good. It's kind of cliche. It's not always the case. But good customer service really should be expected on both sides of the counter. I want to just make sure I can get all these messages in real quick here. I'm going to start with one. It says, "Etiquette lady and guest, my family and I enjoy listening to your show because you address a variety of topics. I shopped on the day after Christmas and people were lined up when the doors opened and acted like savages running in when the manager opened the door. There were a few people who were knocked down and I didn't see one person who tried to help those people up. By the time I got in, they were already standing. I would have helped. I hope you read this message and give your feedback." This comes from Kelly. Yeah, Kelly, wow. Yeah, we just sort of talked about that. That's ridiculous. So there you have it. Someone who just actually, she experienced that herself. And that's just crazy to me. And we're talking about adults again, guys. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to What Is Etiquette Anyway. We're talking about the Black Friday shopping and 'tis the season to shop, and everybody is excited to shop, and everybody wants to bargain, and everyone wants to go, I guess, toe-to-toe and knock people down for it. And that is not good etiquette. What do you think about that, Jacqueline?
I think so. I believe so too, because, you know, I'm sure many of us have stories to tell. You know, when you're out there shopping, I know for myself, it's bad. I mean, she experienced it, you know, this with the person being knocked down. It just goes to show how much manners the majority of these people have when they're out there shopping, and that's when the selfishness starts to kick in. They really don't care. They just want to get what they have to get and go, no matter who they hurt in the process. I know from me being on the other side, I've had, you know, incident where I'm the customer service person. I'm, you know, working in this department store, a cashier, ringing up, and, you know, lots of people during the Christmas holiday lined up at the register anxiously waiting to pay for their merchandise, and, you know, gotten a person that was so eager to get to the register. She was trying to push people out the way to get to me so that I could ring her up. And I had to take the next customer that was in line and tell them that, you know, I will be with them in just a moment. The young lady got very upset, and she threw a pair of earrings at me before, you know, she departed the store.
Wait, I'm so sorry to interrupt. Did you say what I thought you said? Can you repeat that, please? What?
Well, one of the cus- yeah, one of the department stores that I was working at, one of the customers was so eager to pay for her merchandise, she didn't care about the other people that was in line ahead of her. I'm at the register, and I'm letting them know, you know, because you've got a long line, and I'm asking them, you know, if they can just be patient a little bit, and I'll get to them just as soon as I finish with the other customer. And she got so upset, and she says, well, I'm a customer, and I need to have my stuff. I want to purchase my stuff so I can get out of here. And I just, you know, kind of told them, and it was everybody in the line, that, you know, I would get with them just as soon as I finished ringing up the other customers ahead of them. She got upset, threw the pair of earrings at me, and I looked at her. I said, just wait right there, and she threw the pair of earrings,
okay,
and she took off.
Okay. That's a police siren moment. If she threw earrings at you,
threw them at me, and then had the nerve to run out, you know, but it's almost like, okay, well, it would be great if they had extra guards or, you know, something like that in the stores that can actually patrol, you know, police patrol the stores. If you're going to have a sale or, you know, if the Christmas holidays, at least get extra security, because these kind of things can really strike a lot of violence. Just watching the news, and they had for Black Friday, they had a fight broke out in one of the stores, you know, and I was just shocked. I'm watching, you know, CNN, and I'm listening to this, and I'm saying to myself, it just brought back memories from the lady that threw earrings at me, you know.
Wow.
And it gets very violent, and, you know, that's the only thing that I mean, if I'm the customer, and, you know, and I'm seeing something like this going on in the store, I mean, I would talk to the manager, because I did. I'm the employee at this time, but I still spoke with the manager. But I look at it like this. It's the store's responsibility to bring order in their store, you know, and especially for something like this. I think it's their duty, you know. A lot of things can happen. If, you know, if I wasn't the person that I am, you know, it could have been somebody else. Somebody would have jumped across that register and reached out and touched that person, you know. But
I'm
this,
so
glad this
that
case,
you maintained yourself and had good etiquette. Thank you for that. We're going to applaud you for maintaining yourself.
My advice is just to be patient, be a little bit more patient, you know, for any of them out there that is listening. I mean, try to get there as early as you possibly can. But other than that, if you can't get there early enough that you know you're going to get what you went there for, it's not worth going out there and getting upset and getting into a fight or getting pushed around, you know. So that's why I personally, I'd rather not go. I'll wait till after everything calms down, or go, I mean, late at night if I have to, if that particular store is open. You know,
right.
I try to get around it so that I don't have to be put in that situation where I'm either have to defend myself or get frustrated.
Very good. And definitely, as we said onslaught of the show, is to make sure if you're going out, you certainly pack your patience. Here's one that says, Dear Etiquette Lady, I thank you for the topics that you do on your show. I'm glad you're discussing customer service. Let's see. It looks like Tuesday, I worked in the retail industry for 13 years, and each year seems to be more challenging. People standing in line on their phones, and when it's time to ring them up, they don't bother to get off their phones. I often feel like I'm interrupting them when waiting on them. Would you please let people know it's rude to do that? This comes from Della from New Jersey. Della, you are absolutely correct. It is so rude for you to stay on your phone when you're interacting with a customer service rep. And like she said, she feels like she's interrupting when you're trying to be waited on. And so, and I have noticed Jacqueline, and several different mm-hmm. establishments that they have a note. A lot of them have notes up that says, please refrain from talking on your phone when you approach
exactly.
the desk. And, you know, it's
exactly.
unfortunate they have to write that down, but, you know, you think it would be common sense, but I always say on this show that common sense is not so common anymore, unfortunately. So thank you, Della, for that. And yes, please, when you are, I mean, you know, I understand, you know, people are important and they have to take important phone calls and so on and so on. But at least, you know, you want to make sure that you're considerate enough that when the person is checking you out, be considerate enough to give them your undivided attention. Because I've stood behind people who were just talking on the phone, and then, you know, the representative was asking or giving them the total, and they were saying, "What? I didn't hear you." But then they're still talking on the phone. Well, hold on, I'm getting it out right now. Then they keep talking on the phone. So that is really rude. So, can you please give them your undivided attention? Because, of course, when we walk up and we are waited on, we certainly want their undivided attention. So that's very important. And then on the other side of that as well, I've also seen customer service reps having either a conversation with their coworker and just talking and talking and not really giving the attention to that customer that's standing in front of them. So I've seen that happen. I've also seen customer service reps, you're waiting on them because you're waiting on them to wait on you, if you will, and you see them
mm-hmm.
on their phone. They're texting or whatever. So, and I remember I said something, this is last year, I went to, you know, to pay for something, and I just stood there while they, you know, finished texting. And after they finished, it was a young man, and after he finished, I said, okay, I said, are you supposed to be texting while you're working? He's, oh, it's okay, oh, it's okay. You know, the manager won't mind. I said, you think so? I said, but if I kind of asked him, you think he would mind? Well, no, I don't think he would mind or anything, but, you know, I just did it real quickly. And so I thought, wow, that's really interesting. So you really are not supposed to be on your phone while you're waiting on customers. You know, while you're working, that is just so important. Oh, my goodness. But in case you're just joining us, you are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway? One of our holiday shows, we're talking about customer service from the perspective of both sides of the counter. So in other words, customer service reps making sure that they can be nice and polite and patient, and then the customers as well, you know, not being rude and being patient. And as we said, certainly if you haven't gone out, you certainly want to pack your patience before you go out. It's also a good idea to know what you're going out for. So you might want to make a list so that you can at least have, you know, an idea of what you're going to purchase. Because if you don't, then, you know, sometimes you'll have, you know, less patience because you can't find what you really don't know that you're looking for. So you want to certainly be prepared. And if you missed the show last week, we ran a show about security and making sure that you're not too preoccupied to keep yourself safe. So you can certainly go back and listen to that show. It was an archive of our security specialist, Lonnie, was talking about how to stay safe when you're shopping. And not just necessarily for the holiday season, but all the time. And I guess I should say this too, Jacqueline, that this is not just for the holiday season, even though this is a big time of, you know, when people shop. But anytime you go out
right.
and you interact, you know, with the public, you want to mind your manners when you do that. It's just called, you know, being polite, you know. And I mean,
exactly.
I always talk about on this show, you know, treat others the way you want to be treated. That is so important. That's the golden rule. Treat others
exactly.
the way you want to be treated. And we're going to be right back. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
PDQ Electric, LLC is a full-service electrical contracting company specializing in both commercial and residential services. These services include home renovations, panel upgrades, and camera installations. Additional services provided are electrical repair, emergencies, new construction, renovation, tenant improvements, exterior and interior landscape lighting, retrofits, and service installations, only to name a few. From design to finish, our experienced professionals will provide the expertise to ensure your electrical project is completed on time, on budget, and up to code. PDQ Electric LLC received a 2013 Best Contractor Award from Home Advisor. Visit our website at www.pdqelectricllc.com. Once again, www.pdqelectricllc.com, or call 404-509-9051. 404-509-9051. PDQ Electric LLC.
All right, we are back. You're listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. We are talking about 'tis the season to shop and just making sure that when you are shopping.
Have you signed up for the Public Speaking Club yet?
Public Speaking Club? What's that?
You are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Call us at 347-324-3295. Now back to the show.
Okay, we are back. We're talking about 'tis the season to shop. We're talking about customer service, trying to make sure that you, if you are in the customer service industry, that you provide great customer service. And if you are a consumer, that you make sure you also are, you know, very patient and you have good etiquette during the time that you're interacting with people who are providing the service. We have one here, it says, and before I even start reading this one, if you are listening live, you are going to lose. We're going to lose you in just about 2.5 minutes. We apologize for that. I want to go ahead and extend the show out to make sure that we have had an opportunity to make sure that we provide an answer and be able to share the information that you've sent to us. Thank you for doing that. However, all of our shows are archived. You can feel free to go back and listen to the show in its entirety. Here's one that says, Ms. Donna, would you please talk about why little children should not be allowed to play and run underneath the rack? I've seen parents totally ignore their children when this happens. Usually, one of our staff has to reprimand the children, and many times the parents get upset when we say something. Thanks for your show. And you doing your part to help make the world a polite place. This comes from Ken G. in Atlanta. Wow. Ken, I don't know why some parents allow their children to do that. Do you know why, Jacqueline?
I really don't. But, you know, I had the same problem when, you know, when I was in this particular store, department store, because they sold clothing, too, and the kids would just run crazy. I mean, it's like no, the parents do not care. They act like it's everybody else's responsibility, you know, to go in and clean up behind their kids, the mess that they usually make sometimes, knocking clothes off the rack because they're playing underneath. And, you know, the people in the store, I would always talk with the, you know, the department manager to see if they can put up something, you know, to some kind of sign or something, especially when the parents go into the dressing rooms and stuff, to please watch your kid or something, or the one who is actually working that department, you know, if you see the kids, you stop them, because, you know, it does become a liability for the store. And, you know, the kids playing under there, if they get hurt, the first thing the parent's going to want to say is sue, you know. But they're not watching their kids. I'm like I said, I had that happen so many times, but I can't help it. If I see the child is doing something to injure themselves, well, I'm going to say something. If the parents, you know, don't like it, I'm looking out for your child. You know, that's all I can say, you know, is I'm looking out for your child, because I have seen a rat fall, you know, because the kid was underneath playing and in the store, and the rat was tumbling down. What if that child would have been under that rat?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
So sometimes it has to be our responsibility as another customer or the employee, you know, to sometimes maybe say something to the parent, you know, to watch the child.
Yeah, and like I said, you would think that that would be common sense, but common sense is not
mm-hmm.
so common, because we have to say
exactly.
something. It's amazing. Or, you know, better still, if you know you have, you know, children are, they're curious and they're busy, and so if you're going out to shop, sometimes it might be really good to go ahead and get a sitter so that you can
exactly.
concentrate and not have to worry about your children. Mentioning children, here's one that says, "Good evening, etiquette lady and guest. My family and I always purchase our trees from a tree farm. Last year, when we were waiting for our tree to be cut, some children were playing and trying to climb on the trees. The little lady waiting on a couple asked if they would stop their children from doing this. They had the audacity to say that they were trees to see how strong they were, and they thought nothing was wrong with them doing that. My husband,
oh
my goodness, my husband asked them if they planned to buy all the trees their children were climbing on. Was he correct to say that?" The Maxwells in from New York. Actually, yes. Yes, you most definitely, it was perfectly fine to say that, because for the simple fact, they said it was a little lady waiting on them. So she was probably so busy, you know, trying to make sure that she waited on you guys that she didn't have really time to address it. But he observed poor etiquette, you know, taking place by the children. And I think he was just trying to help. And after mentioning that comment, I would have thought that they would have gotten the children down and kept the children out of that area. But, you know, they said they were, but then when they replied that they were actually trying to test the trees, really? Okay, so, I mean, what kind of decorations were they going to hang on? That, you know, little human people or what? You know? You know, trying to see how strong they are to hold up, a kitten and a puppy or what, you know.
I know. So,
guys, it's kind of, you know, it's comical. You know, I guess we're making it comical, but this is the real deal. And so it's so important to really maintain your children. And I'm sure we could interview retailers, just numerous retailers, and I'm sure that they would all have those same types of stories. I remember one store I was in, and we heard a big bang, you know, a couple rows over. And so a couple of the store associates, what they did was they went running to see what happened. Well, as you could guess, there were a couple kids that were playing, and they were pulling things down. Oh, I think I hear some background, Jacqueline. It might be. I'm not quite sure. I want to make sure that everybody hears it. But listen, I would think that, you know, the parents would have them, and they were smaller kids too, but they were pulling things down, and then just a whole bunch of these items just fell on the floor, and like, you know, like little buckets and all of that. So I guess they were trying to play with them. And, of course, you know, we heard this loud noise, and they went running. And it was a couple kids. And the parents were, like, around the corner on a different aisle. So please, on behalf of the retailers, keep up with your children, please, or just leave them at home or, you know, let a babysitter maybe look after them where they can still have fun, because children are going to be children and they'll only do or not do what you either allow or don't allow. So it's really important to certainly have a talk with your children before you go. If you have to take them shopping, have a talk with them and say, you know, I need you to stay by me and not wander off. Because when children get bored, you know, they'll have the tendency to wander off, or they'll get curious and they'll go run up under something and hide, or they'll knock something over. And so generally, you know, the parents have to have that talk with them. But if you all have been, thank you so much for joining us. We have been talking about customer service, the appropriate versus the inappropriate ways to handle your children in stores. It's just so important to, and especially when we think of the holiday season, everybody's excited and happy and joyful. And so let's pack our patience and let's pack our manners as well. And let's pack the manners for the children, because we've had two just perfectly good examples of talking about, you know, children who either are not being watched. Well, the last one, they really weren't being watched because their parents said what they were doing. They were doing demos, if you will. So, but on behalf of the retailers out there, we thank you all for what you do. And for the customers, you know, we want to certainly make sure that the customers are doing, you know, we're going to do our part when we come to make sure that we're giving professional customer service, and that we are also making sure that we reflect having good manners and patience. So, Jacqueline, is there anything else you wanted to add before we close?
Not really. No more than just when you're out there, just pack your patience with you, because it will be tried. And have
absolutely.
A piece of humor.
absolutely. Yeah, you've got to. And guys, you know, don't misconstrue what we've been saying and laughing, but we have to have a sense of humor, because some of the things we don't even, you know, we trying to determine whether it's really real or not, but we know it's real. Okay.
Exactly.
But once again, everyone, thank you so much for joining us this evening. We are so glad, whether you are a first-time listener, and for those of you who, you know, are a part of the What is Etiquette Anyway family, and you listen every week and you call or you send us messages, we thank you for that. If you have an etiquette question, or if you have an etiquette topic you'd like to hear us cover in the future, please be sure to let us know. Tell your friends and family about our show as well, and invite them to listen. Of course, our goal continues to be to make the world a polite place to live, and we know we can only do that one person at a time. Never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. That comes from Proverbs 3:3. Please make sure you initiate a random act of kindness this week. Thanks again for tuning in. Please tune in next week, and take care, good night, and God bless.
Thank you.
You've been listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Please join us again next time as we'll discuss another exciting topic.